Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
I have said for the longest time that I believe in this country, Atlanta is one of the best kept culinary secrets in the United States of America. You always see like these lists of the best cities when it comes to food, and San Francisco's up there, and Chicago's up there, and of course New York is up there. But Atlanta's never, Charleston is up there, but Atlanta never makes the top 10.
Well, hopefully soon, because now we are Michelin rated. So some restaurants are going to hopefully, fingers crossed, start getting some Michelin stars. And then it irks me to no end that Atlanta has not been a featured city on Top Chef in all its 20 plus years. Never held the competition in Atlanta. And I think that's
here.
A travesty.
That's like the thing about Atlanta is that if you have one bad meal or you get service that's really, really poor in one restaurant, you may never go back again because you have so many options, right?
And I am so pumped because all of a sudden, it's like all these restaurants and secondary locations have started opening up near us. And I can't be like the joy and excitement. One, I love food. I'm not like Bert. Food is not fuel for me. It doesn't get me from A to B. Like I salivate over good meals. I will preview menus before I go to the restaurant to have some kind of game plan so I know what I'm looking at here. And as I was driving the other day, right there at the Buckhead Brookhaven line on Peachtree, a CNS seafood and oyster bar, and I love oysters, is coming right there. Like so close we could probably walk to it. So excited.
Is that a good place?
Yes.
CNS?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then we recently got a Chick-fil-A near us, which is very exciting when you have a toddler.
Because,
you have like a nonstop supply of nugs. But then we noticed a sign change right across from the Chick-fil-A that just got added in Brookhaven. Fox Brothers Barbecue.
These are all right down the street from you.
Yes.
This is awesome.
And then on top of that, another top barbecue spot in Atlanta, DBA, their roasted corn side. It's stupid good. We just noticed, because our favorite Mexican restaurant, Taxco, is over off Roswell. Yeah, right there next to Fellini's and La Fonda, a DBA barbecue is coming. And I'm like, shut up. And then I had to fast for my physical the other day. And I'm like, Mom, I want some carbonara. I got to get some carbs in me. So I was going to go to Mirco over off of Roswell Road. But I put it in my GPS just... I knew how to get there, but with Atlanta traffic, you put everything in your GPS to make sure you're not going to get yourself screwed.
You also want to know where the cops are.
Yep. And there's one in town, Brookhaven. And I'm like, what? There's a Mirco? And so I go in town. Sure enough, opened up in July, Mirco, like fresh pasta. And so I literally went like twice in 1 week because I took Jimmy because Jimmy loves pasta. And I'm just like, man.
This excitement for food is just so wondrous to me.
My belly is so happy.
I don't know how you don't get the excitement for food.
Are you right now excited about your next meal?
No.
Okay.
I'm not that bad.
All right.
Oh, I'm thinking about it right now.
You are.
I get so excited about lunch, and then when I'm done with lunch, I get excited about dinner, and then when I'm done with dinner, I get excited about what I'm going to have for breakfast.
I've had so many friends like this that say while they are eating breakfast, they are already thinking about lunch and so on and so on and so on. And like Kristen said, food for me has been, it has nothing to do with taste. It's just all about energy to get me from A to B. So to see you guys so excited about food is wondrous to me.
I am just, all of these new possibilities. Because because Atlanta has so many pockets and because our traffic is so freaking bad, you get stuck in your little pocket in your area. And you just end up hitting the same rotation over and over again. And so to know all this stuff is opening up, I'm just, oh my God, I'm so excited.
It's a good time to be alive.
Of
have all the brisket in my mouth.
All right, so in this email here, the drama is starting because she was a maid of honor and absolutely had a miserable time at it. Cassie has the email. Can we help out?
Dear Bird Show, I was recently my best friend Tina's maid of honor. I'm a single mom and I work 3 to 4 jobs depending on the week. I try to make myself available during the process and continually checked in to see what I could help with. For the ceremony, we were all asked to meet at specific times to help set up. We're also asked to show up at 9:30 p.m. the night before for dress rehearsal and to be there at 11 a.m. on the big day. The wedding was outside on the hottest day of the year. I was the first in the bridal party to show up, but nobody seemed to know where or how anything was supposed to be set up. I got bad vibes from the rest of the bridal party all day. One bridesmaid kept giving me the stink eye. Tina got a suite and a nearby hotel where we could all get ready, but there was no air conditioning with 8 girls trying to get ready with 1 bathroom.
Ew.
I overheard gossip about me, so I grabbed my items and left. I decided to go to my wedding date's house to get ready because I couldn't stay in the room with those mean girls. I knew if I did, I would say or do something to ruin Tina's whole day. I rushed to get ready and rushed back to the hotel. I helped the bride get in her dress, and the rest of the bridal party proceeded to the venue. When the bride and I returned to the venue, she found the flowers that had been delivered were not right. She had a little bit of a meltdown, so I helped with the flowers. As we were doing this, the stink eye bridesmaid yelled at me because I was asking someone where she was as I had her flowers. She yelled, "You would know if you had done an effing thing all day." It took all I had not to unleash on this chick, but I kept calm. Every time I walked past this bridesmaid, she called me a bitch under her breath, but loud enough for me to hear.
Dude.
Once the ceremony was over, I walked to my car and cried privately. The wedding had started an hour and a half late. I was exhausted, pissed, sad, a bit tipsy, and it was time to give a speech. I tried to alter my speech last minute, and it was horrible. I couldn't keep my emotions in anymore, so I quietly snuck out. I cried the whole way home, all night, and the entire next day. After reflecting, I think one of the things that made me so emotional about how the mean girls treated me was because I was bullied beyond belief in high school. I was so mad at myself for not sticking up for myself in fear of ruining Tina's day. I've not talked to Tina since the wedding. I wonder if she knew what happened behind the scenes. Should I initiate contact? Should I apologize? I wonder if she knew or noticed when I left the reception. Should I bring up the bridesmaid's behavior? If she knows about the behavior and hasn't told me anything, am I right to be upset? Sincerely, maid of horror.
Where are you at, Abby?
So if I'm in this situation, well, first of all, I just feel so bad for her because I think when you're bullied in high school or when you're bullied when you're younger, there's so many things that can trigger you. And I can just totally see this being like maybe the bridesmaids didn't think that they were really being that mean. But when you're in a very high pressure environment and you're experiencing it again, like emotions can be running at an all time high. Despite the fact that you went through all of that, I don't think you should tell the bride what happened. I think you're going to taint her image of the day. And if she had a good time and then you just come to her with all these, I don't want to call them complaints, but negative thoughts and negative experiences from it, then you're really just going to taint what she viewed as her maybe perfect day or as close to perfect as she could have gotten. So I would keep it to yourself and, maybe be in less weddings.
What do you guys think?
I feel like I would probably say something, not so much to throw the woman under the bus who was behaving that way, but more so just to explain why I left, because I would feel bad about just kind of leaving on my responsibilities and like not saying anything and not letting her know. So I would probably just tell her like about the stress that I was under for the day. But I don't know if I would go into all of the details of why I felt that way, but I would say something.
I'd say something too.
You would say something?
Uh-huh.
Would you like just the whole thing?
Yeah, I mean, retroactively, I don't think she'll look back at her wedding day and be all bummed out that this was going on behind the scenes. She never knew about it on the wedding day. So she might start asking, like, why hasn't my friend reached out to me? Why doesn't she want to hang out with me and my friends? I think I'd just be honest with her.
I don't know. I had somebody tell me some stuff that went down at my wedding afterwards that I didn't know about, and I kind of wish they hadn't.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Just because it's like, well, then I had like regrets of like, I shouldn't have invited that person because they, you know, like caused issues.
Huh.
So I think I'm with Abby. I don't think I would say anything, but I would definitely reach out.
Well, when it comes to weddings, I would take the women's advice on the show and not the dude's advice. So listen to the ladies.
100%.
It's the Bird Show.
The Bird Show.